You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to the show. We want to put out a special episode separate from the regular episodes to just say goodbye, because we didn't get to do it in person, to our very good friend, Grant Wall.
Yeah, if anybody listening to this or watching this has not heard the news, obviously, just legendary American soccer journalist, American sports journalist, yeah. Grant Wall, passed away in Qatar. He collapsed towards the end of the game of Argentina and Netherlands. And I mean, it doesn't get any more shocking than this. I mean, Grant Wall, I think people are seeing so many stories about him, so many kind things he has done and said, and so many people he's supported, in a more than 20 plus year career. And we were one of those beneficiaries. Grant Wall
very was much so.
Unbelievably kind to us. I'm looking at all the stories and people talking about him, and I'm starting to realize, like, oh, I would have never met that person if it wasn't for Grant. I wouldn't have met that person.
Undoubtedly. As I looked at the some of the successful periods of our career and opportunities we've been given, I mean, 90% of them have some form of connection to Grant Wall having put us in a room with those folks or introduced us to those people. And I think, you know, somebody posted a story. They were an editor when the Sports Illustrated layoffs happened, which was the angriest I've ever seen Grant Wall. This was news to me, but someone tweeted, he called me and said, here's eight people, writers or editors or people within the business you have to hire right now, and went line by line through each of their resumes with them. And the person said to Grant, it's been about 3 hours since the layoffs. How many of these calls have you already made? And he said, eight, and I have 10 more. And there's no story I can tell you that gives you a better idea of who this person really was behind the writing and behind the stories. You know, when we started, I had a conversation with someone who said, like, oh, look out for Grant Wall. He don't really like new people in the business. He likes to keep things for himself. And I've never experienced anything further from the truth. From the moment we communicated with him, once he knew who we were and what we did, it was like off to the races. This man found so many ways to try to support us. Even, you know, I'm looking back through DMs and text messages. And every time we would do something or post something that we did, he would always message and be like, hey man, you guys are killing it, or happy to see that you guys are doing well. Or, oh, he's in one of the things he said, you know, the game needs more people like you. I mean, and it's got nothing to do with us. It's just, this is who he was with everyone that he saw that had some type of skill that would benefit the game or the sport in this country. That's exactly who he was.
Yeah. And, you know, it is kind of wild. I mean, I remember when I first like interacted with Grant, and I think the first time we saw him maybe was like at MLS Cup somewhere.
No, remember we couldn't afford to go to MLS Cup. We had just gotten press passes for the first time in our career. We had no idea. A fan told us to do it. And I had my wife call and pretend to be our manager to get them approved. Mm-hmm. So she's like, yeah, I got to get the Cooligans flight. And the lady was like, of course, hold on. Got us our press passes. We didn't know what to do. We also couldn't afford a hotel room for an extra day. So we took the 6 a.m. flight, and waiting in the Delta area, walks in Grant Wall. And I remember I elbowed you and I go, yo, that's Grant Wall. Should we say something? And you were like, I don't know. I'm like, yo, let's not bother him. He's like a real journalist. And I just remember how like official it felt that he was there. And we're like on the same flight. It made me feel like, you know, I had the little press ticket in my fedora. You know what I mean?
Our early experiences with him was like, yo, this guy's a legend. We shouldn't even be talking. He's so tall. He's right. That's also the first thing. You're like, damn, dude, I didn't think you were this tall. You're very tall. But once we got to know Grant, I mean, I experience it all the time where I'm just like hanging out watching Champions League games, or I watched the Copa America final with him at Smithfield, and I'm just like, yo, Grant Wall's my friend. This is crazy.
It's
like,
wild.
This dude is like the dude who introduced LeBron James to the world in his Sports Illustrated article. He just has so many sports and just historical milestones. And it's just like it feels surreal that he's like championing you and he's supportive. And I saw Grant at the U.S. MNT roster reveal just a few days prior after when we went to the Tim Howard and Brianna Pinto,
which was like the day before he left for the World Cup.
Yeah, that the U.S. Soccer Foundation had an event. Grant invited us, and he did this all the time. He invited us to so many places, and then when we were there, it wasn't like, oh, you know, I invited you. Grant would be like, anyone we would ever be around or meet, he'd be like, hey, this is Christian, this is Alexis, they're the Cooligans, have you heard of them? These guys are really funny, they do so many things for
American
soccer.
That event, he was on the microphone interviewing Tim Howard, and he said something, he goes, I'm not going to be as funny as the Cooligans, everyone. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So it's crazy that he was that kind to us, and he very much did not need to be. And that he's also fucking Grant Wall, right? Like, it's crazy. And so we're like eternally grateful. And this news is just so difficult and heartbreaking for so many people. I mean, like Alexis mentioned, he's just had such an impact on this sport and sports reporting. And we all saw the coverage. You know, he was calling out Qatar for the you know, their anti-LGBT stances, you know, banning rainbows and all this other stuff. I mean, the dude is just one of the most fearless and courageous people I've ever met. And one of the days before he left, I was at Smithfield for watching a Champions League game, and you know, I was reading his work, and he was doing all the, you know, he went to Qatar a couple months ago, and he wrote a piece about the migrant workers. And all I said was, dude, just be careful out there. That's all I said. I was just like, just because what you do is just so, so important. And it's, you know, what happens in these scenarios is like, look, I don't know what happened. Nobody knows exactly what happened. And we're not here to speculate. And you know, it's really difficult and heartbreaking. And right now, I'm just thinking about his family, his wife, I mean, his two dogs, and it's just such a shock and just so much heartbreak. And I mean, all we wanted to do is just take some time for, you know, Grant's been on our show several times, and we wanted just to take some time to, I you know, some people have reached out and said like, oh, you know, were you close to Grant? And we were, and you know, it
wasn't a secret either. I mean,
yeah.
Christian mentioned the Champions League stuff. It wasn't like a networking event. The guy lived close to a bar, and there was a table outside that he felt safe sitting at because he took COVID very seriously. His wife being one of the premier infectious disease doctors in the world, will let you, you know, we'll make you take these things very serious. And he had there was no reason to invite us other than the fact that he wanted to spend time with us. But eventually what happens is, in fact, speaking of, you know, the way he would put you in a room with people who could help your career, the reason we're on Meadowlark is because of those watch parties. There was one of the other people he invited happened to be somebody influential enough to mention us and pitch us to Meadowlark right as we were about to leave Fubo. And that's what started that conversation that led to us being on this network, a peer, a coworker with Grant. There was no need. And he would constantly invite us to these. And especially for me, which was very difficult because I had the Complex show at the time, so I had to miss a lot of them, but he never stopped inviting. He never stopped saying, hey, if something changes, come by. Or if you get done early, come by. And it wasn't for like, yo, you got to meet these people. It was like he wanted to hang out with people that he knew from the business that he could hang out with and that he had a good time with. And it just so happens that those people would you would see people exchanging information at these watch parties and you know, getting hired for gigs. And it was like he was just very happy. And I don't think I've ever told this story on the show because, you know, it's private to him. He a lot of you may remember he did an interview or he did a whole expose on Tiraspol, which is a very dangerous place for Americans to go. It's actually on the do not travel list. It's not a recognized country. I don't even know how you get in there. It's crazy. And allegedly, a lot of the folks that are there to be arms dealers and runners for the Russian government. I'm not, again, allegedly, I don't know, but that's what he went to investigate. As sheriff, one of the teams that plays in Tiraspol beat Real Madrid. There was a lot of, you know, additional interest in this small country. He went and just started interviewing people and driving around with fixers. And so I remember messaging him like, dude, you're out of your mind. Like I joked on the show that I was going to buy a retirement house in Tiraspol because it's like one of the world's most dangerous places to go. He actually went, you know, there were no jokes. He went and he did on the ground. He did the important work of investigating what was going on there. What an honor. A couple of weeks later, after he comes back, I get a text from him. I'm in the shower. I get out and I see a text, a missed call from Grant and a text, which is very rare. And it says, it's urgent, but not an emergency. Call me as soon as you get this. It's Grant. He just got back from Tiraspol. I'm thinking it is an emergency, but he doesn't want to make me scared.
Yeah.
So I call and I'm like, what are you in Cuba? Like, you know, like, what do you have? Was Raul Castro have a gun in your head and you need me to translate? What is Grant Wall doing that you need me? And it was an opportunity to be a part of a documentary about the part that they were on. It was focusing on, you know, some of the people that played in the World Cup from New Jersey, and they wanted to get a New Jersey perspective. And he immediately pushed and pushed for me to be the one to be on it. And from what I heard from one of the producers was the person in charge of the documentary at the time was like, I don't really know this guy. We don't need a comedian on here. We want someone who knows the sport. And Grant pushed and pushed for me to be a part of that. It's being a part of a documentary.
Yeah.
And it was important to him. When I first got in there, he said, hey, be yourself. There's no one in this documentary like you. You know, you're funny. You're this, you're that, you're from Jersey. You don't have to try to be an expert here. Be yourself. He pulled me aside and made sure that I was comfortable. And every time I made a wild joke, I remember him in the side laughing and holding his face with the mask because he didn't want to be loud on camera laughing and ruin the interview. And that's just an example of the type of person he was. It was like he knew it would be good for the sport to get certain people involved, and he worked hard to get them involved.
Yeah, man.
Look, and one of the biggest blessings you could say about anybody is that the people who spend the most time with them love them. And, you know, I've had some conversations with Lee, who was a producer of his over at Sports Illustrated for a long time, good friend of ours as well. And he is obviously beside himself. I'll let him tell you that on his own through social media. But, you know, you travel with somebody for a long time. Christian's traveled with me for like 3 days and he's like, I've had enough. You know, to travel with someone through multiple countries for weeks and weeks at a time and to leave that wanting to spend more time with that person, that should tell you a lot about the kind of person that Grant Wall was behind the stories. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. And I also want to say, I want to reiterate what Christian said. And, you know, my heart is with Celine, his wife. I've only got the opportunity to meet her once. But I can only imagine the anguish of being one of the most premier, you know, infectious disease experts, and then to have your husband suffering from that, and you think he's okay, and then all of a sudden he's not. I can't imagine what that's like to have your loved one, you know, knowing you could possibly have done something had you been there, but it didn't work out that way. She must be really going through it, and
yeah,
I hope she gets to be a part of whatever happens next, so all of that speculation can go away. And I just want to know that he didn't die in pain, because he really was just a good person and very healthy too. The last time we hung out with him was the night before he went out to Qatar. I believe he was flying to Qatar the next day. I don't want to mention that, but it was at that thing. He ate a burger and he took the top bun off. And I remember saying like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, well, you know, I'm trying to be healthy. And I'm like, dog, eat the burger. You know, eat the top bun, bro. Yeah. He even shared his fries with me. Because he didn't want to eat them all.
Okay, yeah. Just another example of his kindness.
He's so selfless, bro.
Yeah.
Shared his fries with me.
This is just, you know, throughout this World Cup, this is not the conversation we expected to be having. This is truly unbelievable. It's when I, you know, heard the news at first, I'm like, this literally makes no sense. So it still doesn't
connect.
Yeah. We're still trying to process this stuff, but we wanted to take the time to just to, you know, give this man his flowers, man. I mean, I think a lot of people appreciated his work while he was alive. But again, the thing is, I just have in my mind, if I could be half as courageous as Grant Wall, that would be remarkable in my mind.
Without a doubt.
You know, you heard Rob Stone, you heard Stu Holden, you heard John Strong, you heard countless journalists online talk about him. You know, nobody has a negative word to say about him. And even if people have had, arguments with him or disagreement, there's even messages or DMs being like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to come at you like that. And so there's even that level of contrition on his part. So just an incredible guy. And this is just so heartbreaking. And I wanted to take the time to do this. Alexis and I wanted to take the time to do this and really flesh out these feelings that we're still kind of going through. But we're still going to continue on doing the show throughout this World Cup. But we had to take the time to do this. So I appreciate everybody for listening to us, watching us, supporting us. We try to bring some levity into this game. And sometimes the opportunity is not always there to do that. And yeah. I mean, I don't have anything else to say, man.
I do. I do. I want to say thank you to the Metal Arc family who, you know, through texts and Slacks and whatnot, have been really supportive and really helpful with, you know, bits of information. Obviously, he's a coworker. He has a show on this network. So everyone is feeling it just as much. Even people who've only recently met him understand the importance of his work. If there's one thing, you know, I don't really believe in the theory that this person died doing what they loved. I don't really believe that. And probably if he could have been given a chance, you know, maybe he'd want to be close to family and his wife. But, you know, to know that there were friends around him who you know, jumped to his aid and made sure that he got the help that he needed, but unfortunately wasn't enough. But that's got to weigh heavy on them. And I want to send a shout out to them. I want to send a shout out to Celine as well. If there's a way we can help in any way, shape or form, please let us know. And the last thing I want to say is for those of you who have reached out to us, fans, friends who didn't know him, only knew him from his writing and reached out and said, hey, I'm sorry. I mean, the one benefit that came from this, the one silver lining, and through tragedy, usually these things happen, is I started receiving messages from other people in the sports industry, in the soccer world. One letting me know how Grant touched them, and also thanking me for something we did or I did or a message I sent or someone I connected them to. And I started sending messages to other people, just letting them know what they mean to me and the one moment maybe I forgot to thank them for something or something they did that they don't realize, you know, carried with me for a long time or I use as an inspiration when, you know, all this stuff weighs on heavily on you, or, you know, the industry says no to you so many times. And I've used certain things that people have said to me or connections someone helped me make has helped. All those moments, we all just started trading these beautiful messages back and forth. And to me, it's like that I hope that continues. I hope that becomes a lasting legacy of someone like Grant Wall, who did those things so selflessly and didn't need to. And it was really no benefit to him other than, you know, he knew he had a platform and he knew he had some authority and power in this business. And if he could use it to help somebody, he would, which was a beautiful thing. And for those of you who didn't know him, those of you who didn't get a chance to meet him or have a line of communication with him or even a conversation with him, I do want you to know that everyone in the business knew he was that guy. He was that guy in the sports world. He, when he wrote, rip through every barrier that this sport hasn't been able to get over. Like Christian said, he wrote the LeBron James 17-year-old cover story at Sports Illustrated. You don't just send anyone to do that.
Yeah.
You send someone like Grant. Grant was that guy.
Yeah.
And hopefully his legacy continues. And if there's something that I'm going to take away from what he did, is I'm going to make sure that I take my time to thank the people around me. I'm going to make sure that I take my time to help people around me who deserve that helping hand or who need that helping hand or who have talent, but it's very difficult to mind your way through this business. I promise you, Grant, I'm going to do that because you did that without anybody asking. He could have been a dick to us easily. We probably at that time even deserved for someone at his ilk to be a dick.
I mean, maybe you, not me.
I know. Well, all right. You don't have to throw me under the bus. But you're probably right. But honestly, he didn't have to help us. And he did it because he liked spending time with us and he knew we cared about the sport. There was no other reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible human being. And I'm going
to it costs nothing to be, you know, to be kind. And he very much did that. So, all right. We will move on and we will try to, you know, do honorable work the way Grant did. You know, that's still our mission, even though we make stupid dick jokes from time to time. But even I think Grant would have been a fan.
Grant loved them. Grant laughed. And by the way, first ever guest of our TV show. And we had never interviewed him before.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no reason for him to do it.
Exactly. Thank you, Grant. And again, our thoughts are with Grant's wife and family. And yeah, from like Alexis mentioned, from the Meadowlark family, we just are absolutely heartbroken. And, you know, we're all here to support each other. So thank you so much for listening to this. We love you. Thank you for all the support and even, you know, caring about our opinion on our dear friend. But yeah, we're going to keep going.